This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India will exercise the right to defend itself from terrorism and that no one can dictate how India exercises its defense. Speaking at the inauguration of Shastra 2026, IIT Madras Techno Entertainment Fest at Chennai, he said that India will do whatever is required to defend itself. The External Affairs Minister outlined India's neighborhood policy, stressing that New Delhi has the right to defend itself against terrorism from hostile neighbors.
If a country decides that they will deliberately, persistently, unrepentantly continue with terrorism, we have a right to defend our people against terrorism. We will exercise that. How we exercise that right is up to us. As I said, a lot of it is goodwill. Many years ago, we agreed water sharing arrangement because the belief, the underpinning of that was it was a gesture of goodwill because for good neighborliness we were doing it. But if you had decades of terrorism, there is no good neighborliness. If there is no good neighborliness, you don't get the benefits of that good neighborliness. You can't say, I will please share water with me, but I will continue terrorism with you. That's not reconcilable.
The Election Commission has issued a directive stating that other backward class certificates issued by the West Bengal government after 2010 will not be treated as a valid document supporting identity. The Commission stated this while hearing on the claims and objections to the draft electoral roll in connection with the Special Intensive Revision or SIR. The move comes in the wake of a Calcutta High Court order dated December 24, 2025, which cancelled OBC certificates issued between 2010 and 2024 to 113 communities. The court found procedural irregularities in the classification process, ruling that the certificates lacked legal validity. BJP today alleged that law and order has completely collapsed in West Bengal. Addressing a press conference at the party headquarters in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has a soft corner for infiltrators due to appeasement politics. He said that SIR is a legal process, but Mamata Banerjee is opposing it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Viprava Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, the Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in Delhi tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This exposition is in line with his government's commitment to further popularizing the noble thoughts of Bhagwan Buddha." He said it is also an effort to further deepen the bond between the country's youth and its rich culture. The centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. These projects are expected to generate production worth 2,58,000 crore rupees and create around 34,000 direct jobs. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "The implementation of major reforms and the acceleration of execution are key hallmarks of the Modi government." Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project has achieved a major milestone with the breakthrough of around 1.5 kilometers of tunnel connecting Virar and Boisar in Palghar. Addressing the high-speed tunnel breakthrough program at Palghar in Maharashtra through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnav said that there are total 7 mountain tunnels and 1 sea tunnel in the project. He said this is the second mountain tunnel breakthrough in Maharashtra. The minister said that the bullet train will serve as an affordable and convenient mode of transport for the middle class. On to sports now. Sihar Dumariyane has been appointed as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. This announcement was made by Hockey India today. The Dutchman had led Indian women to a historic fourth place finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.